Blog Talk Radio.
Champagne show.
Good evening, everyone. That was Travis Miller with Sunsets. Make sure you check out his brand new EP, The Sunset Collection, on iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon. It's Sade Champagne, and welcome to episode 11 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Can you believe we're already on episode 11? There's only 3 more episodes until our season 1 finale. The time has gone by so fast. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks to everyone for tuning in from all around the globe. You can listen to us live every Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific on your mobile devices at 323-693-3043 or at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's hot theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing it. People have been enjoying it all season long. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced almost 200 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream Tour. I love mentoring, coaching, bringing out the gold and treasure in other people, performing, speaking, all those amazing things, authentically being myself and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold and treasure that is already in others. Tonight's celebrity guest is my girl, American curve model and healthy body image activist, Hunter McCrady. She is signed to Wilhelmina Models Curve Division Los Angeles and New York and has worked with companies like Nordstrom, Forever 21, Levi's, Lucky Brand Jeans, Burlington Coat Factory, and she can be seen in Melissa McCarthy's new clothing line, 77 Campaigns. She will be taking a few of your questions live on air after her interview. Also, tonight, we have brand new segments from my cast. We have a brand new Motivational Moments with Lisa Lewalt segment, What's Going On with Christina Renee segment, featuring special guest, original cast member of Grind Hard Radio, Jit Chronicles, and also Christina Renee segment, as I just mentioned to you guys, and finally, a Tan Candy Style segment and Q&A with Tanya. She might be answering a couple of you guys' questions after her segment, but I wanted to give her extra time tonight so she can catch you guys up if this is your first time tuning into her. Tonight is the final time these ladies will be doing their segment before this season, before our finale. So I have an announcement for you guys. You know, I love sharing about, you know, my favorite people and friends of mine that are encouraging to me and that are making an impact. So I want to tell you guys about my dear friend, Camille Al-Hassan. She has started her own nonprofit organization titled Black is Breathtaking, or BIB. She says, we are specifically catering to the needs and concerns of the Black community, with our goals being to connect like-minded individuals, empower each other, and build a positive community that discusses uncomfortable topics facing the Black woman, Black man, and Black child from a solution and action-based perspective. Brunch series is Sunday, April 17th from 2 to 5 p.m., and it's going to be on mental wellness. And it's going to be at the Arcade Community Center, and the address is 2427 Marconi Avenue in Sacramento, California. So for those of you in Sacramento or anywhere in the Bay Area, I would encourage you to check out her Black is Breathtaking, a.k.a. B.I.B. For more details on her upcoming brunch series or anything with her nonprofit, I want you guys to check out Black is Breathtaking on Facebook, or you can email her at MILLIEAKAKAAMIL@yahoo.com. I know that was kind of wordy, so just go and follow them as well on Black is Breathtaking on Instagram, or as I mentioned, on Facebook, and you'll have all the details that you need there. All right. I love you, Camille. Thank you for being such an inspiration to me and a great encouragement. All right. My Power of Dream Tour is always booking new shows and performances. This month, we will be in Westlake, Ventura, Oxnard, Santa Ana, and Santa Maria. We're actually going to be at Westlake High School this Friday. Shout out to Westlake. Those students are amazing. It's going to be for their Kindness Week. And so we love traveling. And if you're looking to bring Power of a Dream Tour or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. Once again, that's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Or you can check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see our full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing all of our new videos. You guys are phenomenal and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going into the studio soon. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out my GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. Once again, that's GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. We're going to be live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and we want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at SadeChampagne or Facebook me at Sade Champagne or Instagram me at IamSadeChampagne. Hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who's already been tweeting me, Facebooking me, Instagram, YouTube, email. Your guys' support is so encouraging and it thrills me every single week. So we're going to get into our first segment of the night. This is Motivational Moments with Lisa Lewalt. Join award-winning multi-threat performer, entertainer, and motivational speaker Lisa Lewalt as she shares inspirational stories and ideas to help encourage, empower, and activate you and your dreams and aspirations. Be sure to follow her at Lisa Lewalt on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and hashtag Motivational Moments to join in the conversation.
Hey guys, it's Lisa. Welcome to Motivational Moments. So when I first started performing, I actually started out as a street performer. I used to go out to 3rd Street Promenade and sing and dance on the street for tips. And I remember when I first went out there, I used to always set up next to this group of breakdancers. And we had a lot in common. We had a very similar talent level. We had a very similar crowd size. But at the end of the day, those breakdancers were walking away with about $300, and I was walking away with about $2. I could not figure out what I was doing wrong, and finally I got so fed up that I decided to go talk to Chris. He was the head breakdancer. And I asked him, like, Chris, can you help me? I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm not making any money out here. And he said, well, sure, kid. Tell me, what are you doing? Are you asking people for money? And I said, well, of course. I asked them for their spare change or a couple bucks. He said, ha, that's your problem. I said, what do you mean? Don't you ask people for money? He said, yeah, I ask them for money, but I don't ask them for their spare change. I ask them for 20 bucks. He said, you're getting crumbs because you're asking for crumbs. You got to start asking for the full cake. So sure enough, the next week I went out, I started asking people for 20 bucks, and within 3 months, I became the highest paid performer out on the 3rd Street Promenade. Now, a couple months later, I went through something that was really hard in my life. I lost somebody who was actually really close to me, and it put me into, like, this depression. And I just didn't want to do anything anymore. It was like I was no longer living for my dreams or doing what I loved. I just was living to survive and finding anything that I could just to numb the pain. And I remember I went out to 3rd Street just to kind of hang out, and I ran into Chris, and he pulled me over and he said, hey, Lisa, how are you doing? I haven't seen you out here in forever. Are you still performing? And I said, no, I don't really do that anymore. He said, what? But you were so talented. I said, I know. I just don't feel like it anymore. And he said, Lisa, do you remember what I told you when you first came out here asking how you could make money? I said, of course. You said, stop asking for crumbs and start asking for the full cake. He said, exactly. You're doing in your life right now what you used to do in your career. You can't just live for the crumbs. He said, every person is going to fight battles in their life. And sometimes you're even going to lose those battles. But the important thing is, even if you lose the battle, that in the process, you don't lose yourself. You always get back up and try again. You keep fighting. And it was just this powerful moment, and I remember that it stuck with me, and it was kind of the pivotal moment where I decided he was right. You know, you just have to stand up one more time than you fall. And so I got back up and I gave things another chance and I started pursuing my dreams. And you know what? When I started focusing on that vision that I had for my life, I started to get that enthusiasm and that excitement back. And my challenge to you guys today is that no matter how many times you fall, no matter how hard it is, that you never park, that you never just sit there. You just have to get up one more time than you fall. You just have to keep getting back up. Don't let the circumstances of your life determine your outcomes. You determine your life. Don't settle for the crumbs. Never, ever stop going after that vision for your life. Never stop going for the full cake, because that's where you're going to find the juice in life. I hope you guys all have an amazing week.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. That was Motivational Moments with Lisa Leewalt. As I mentioned, that will be her final time doing the segment for this season before our season one finale. Our next segment of the night is Tan Candy Style with Tanya Chisholm. She is a stylist and vintage clothing curator for the Tan Candy Vintage Boutique, and she will be teaching you how to identify and develop your personal style. Hashtag Tan Candy Style to ask her questions and join in the conversation. This is also Tanya's final time during her segment this season, so she's got lots of juicy stuff for you guys, and I extended her segment of 5 extra minutes for you guys. So go ahead, Tanya.
Hey, guys. You may have extended my segment 5 extra minutes, but these last few steps are pretty quick, so I don't know if I'll use all that time. But I'm back, and I'm so excited to be here with you sharing the last and final 2 steps in our kind of 8-step process of how to identify and develop your personal style. And these 2 steps are kind of my favorite, because although the first 6 steps are absolutely necessary to get to this point, these final 2 steps I feel like are the most important, because they really put the finishing touches on the personal style that you've just developed and really makes it yours. So step number 7 is find your signature. And your signature is something special that you do with your style that is unique to you. You know, like Audrey Hepburn had her little cropped pants and ballet flats, and Jackie O had her oversized sunglasses. You know, with me, I kind of like to mix up my style so much that I don't really wear much of anything religiously. So for me, my signature is simply wearing vintage. I wear mostly vintage items with, like, modern touches, and that makes me stand out because nobody else has the pieces that I do. And, you know, that's what I love so much about vintage clothing, and kind of why I started a vintage clothing brand, is because all the pieces are always one of a kind and special. So that's kind of my signature. And, like, your signature is something that you can play with and develop over time. It's not something that you have to really develop arbitrarily, like, oh, I'm going to just pick this because I'm picking something, you know. Make it be organic and something that really comes out of your own personality and style. So, you know, most people don't have a signature. You know, you look around and most people don't have a signature thing that they do, but most stylish people do. So adopting a signature kind of automatically elevates your appearance, making you look much more put together. You know, maybe it's something as simple as you always wear, you know, a bright lip color or a bold shaped eyewear, you know. Whatever it is, sorry, my phone is buzzing. I'm like, what is this? Whatever it is, find it and really rock it. So that is step 7. Find your signature. And I'd love to hear from you guys, like, what kind of your signature pieces or your signature things that you do. It's always interesting to me to see when people have kind of signatures, like, what is it? Is it like, a certain piece of jewelry or, like crazy eye makeup, whatever it is, make it unique to you and really like go for it. And then our final step is step 8. And step 8 is always complete your look. So you have now gotten your look down kind of from neck to toe. And dressing is really important, but the whole package really includes your hair and your makeup. That's an important part of looking put together. You know, it looks kind of strange if someone's outfit is like chic and on point, but like their hair is a mess and it kind of looks like they just rolled out of bed. Although, you know, that's kind of a style now. But not only that, but you feel more amazing. I mean, just, you know, ask yourself, do you feel better when you go out and you're dressed nicely and your makeup's done and your hair is done? Or do you feel better when you're wearing sweats and your hair is in like a messy bun? Like, obviously, you feel better when you're all put together. It's just kind of the effort that takes that makes it so that we don't do it. And, you know, I don't wear a ton of makeup on the regular, but I do try and make sure that I have, like, just a bit of the basics done. So for me, something really quick that I do is I kind of mix my foundation and my moisturizer together and then apply it like lotion. That's a really fast way to get kind of a flawless face. And then I do a little shaping of my brows, add some color to my cheeks, and do a swipe of mascara. And, like, that literally takes under 5 minutes. And doing that and then doing something deliberate with your hair, whether it's sleeking it back into a low bun or doing something. You don't have to curl and do full regalia makeup every day, but doing something deliberate, you know, really shows the world that you take yourself seriously and it makes you feel ready and confident to take on your day. So once hair and makeup are kind of taken care of, you only need one more thing, right? And that is a great attitude. So I am really under the impression or the belief that, you know, great style is one. This really means nothing if you have great style and you're an ungracious person, you know. So once you have a polished and distinct look, people can get intimidated by you. I mean, I know I do. Like if I'm in line at Starbucks and there's this girl in front of me and she has like this bad outfit on and she looks super chic, it's kind of intimidating. And because when you dress well, sometimes, it makes you look powerful. It makes you look put together, which is kind of what you want. But disarm them with a smile and a positive attitude. Nothing makes you more likable. And likable people are usually the people who are most successful because if you're enjoyable to be around, people will want to be around you. They want to hire you. They want to promote you. You know, you'll kind of be unstoppable. So I know we've all been in the experience where you see this like girl who's like all like beautiful, put together, whatever. And, you know, you say hi to her and she just kind of turns away and doesn't say anything or like, hi, you know, with her sunglasses still on. Like that sucks. Be the person who's like extreme. As I kind of have a rule that like the prettier I look, the nicer I have to be. Because it really does, like, it can be intimidating to other people. And you just, you know, you want to be, no matter what you look like, you want to be as gracious as possible. But to me, that is, like, the crowning thing to think about, the crowning thing about style. So style has to do with what you put on your body, but style is also so much about how you carry yourself and how you treat other people. And all of the external stuff means nothing if you're going to be a dick, you know, so don't be a dick. So that is the final step. And I just want to encourage you guys, you know, it takes time to kind of develop your own personal sense of style. So it's not like you're going to go through these 8 steps and automatically be a style wizard. But my suggestion to anybody who wants to become more style conscious and fashion conscious is to read magazines. Like, I get so many ideas for styling and for pieces that I like or things that would look good on my body from magazines. And it just, the more you see what works, the more it'll be intuitive to you. And you can take that and put your own style on it. So that is it for me, guys. I really hope you enjoyed this segment. All of the information about these segments, if you want to go to my blog and look at it, is on tancandy.com under the blog section. And you'll just see all of them at the bottom. It's called Tan Candy Style 101, 102, 103, and 104. Follow me on Instagram at Tan Candy for updates on what's happening with my shop and for outfit inspiration. I did a blog post about how to style the slip dress, which is like the sexiest new piece for spring. And it is bomb. So go out and check it out. And yeah. that is it for me. Thank you guys so much for having me, and I will see you when I see you. Grace and style.
Are you a fashionista? Do you live for glamour? Are you always posting the chicest OOTDs on Instagram? Then, girl, you have got to check out Tan Candy. Tan Candy is LA's newest, hottest vintage clothing brand, personally curated by stylist and actress Tanya Chisholm. Tan Candy specializes in high-end, funky, fun, one-of-a-kind vintage clothing and amazing statement pieces. We also offer personal and editorial styling services. Check us out online at www.tancandy.com or in person every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. at Made by Jim Bob's Jewelry Shop in North Hollywood. That's 11114 Magnolia Boulevard. Tan Candy, vintage glamour and cool girl style. This is Tanya Chisholm from the Tan Candy Style segment, and you're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
All right, everyone, here is Dierks Bentley with Riser. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Down on my shoulder, you don't have to worry anymore. This old world is cold and getting colder, and I know how to lock and bolt the door. I'm strong enough to hold you through the winter, mean enough to stay your
out alive. Living with Fearless Joy segment on the Sade Champagne radio show features Rick and Melissa Wood, who run a ministry called Fearless Joy Ministries. Rick and Melissa have a passion to see people free from religion, free from fear, and living lives full of freedom and full of joy. Melissa has authored a book titled Eliminating Fear, How Removing the Fear of God Leads to Removing Fear in Life. If you would like to book Rick and Melissa for any speaking engagements, conferences, or to talk about eliminating fear, you can reach them at the website eliminatingfear.com. Just make sure to go to the Contact Us page where you can get more information and you can communicate with them personally.
You can find Melissa at Melissa Joy Wood at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can find Rick at Rick C. Wood at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And right here on Grind Hard Radio on the Sade Champagne Show.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Our next segment for tonight is What's Going On? This is where my castmates and I discuss hot topics. On the panel tonight, we have, I don't think she's checked into the studio yet. She should be here in a couple minutes, but we do have our special guest. Tonight on the panel, we will have multi-threat artist, host, producer, model, and designer, Christina Renee, who actually leads this segment, and special guest, Jit Chronicles, who is the only original member of the Grindhard Radio Network. He is in the studio right now, so we want to bring him in. Hi, Jit. How are you doing?
Sorry.
How you doing, darling? I'm blessed. Glad to be here once again.
Awesome. Fantastic. We're so glad to have you here. Where we are still waiting for Christina Renee to get into the studio, so I just want to chat with you. And if you'd like to share any updates with our listeners, with Grindhard Radio, with any of your shows, any of your happenings, your businesses, with your shirts, whatever you'd like to share or promote right now.
Well, definitely, Charlene, I definitely appreciate you allowing me to promote on your platform. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m., Grindhard Radio, you know, we have very fun shows, but a lot of times we do like to give back to the community. So tomorrow we're doing a special awareness show for stroke prevention. And I understand that, you know, May is the month for stroke awareness, but we decided to get, you know, with the program a little bit early. So I encourage everybody to tune in tomorrow night at 11 p.m. right here on Grindhard Radio Network and tune in to that special episode. We love to raise awareness within our community, you know, and that's something that's very, very serious, you know. So I can't wait to chop it up with my team with that.
Definitely. And what else do you have going on that you'd like to share with us?
Oh, well, my T-shirt shop, as you mentioned, which you can go to DX Customs/Jit's Closet. Everything in my store is under $13.50. And the good thing about it, Shani, all the proceeds go to Habitat for Humanity. You know, so I would definitely love y'all to go out and get your Grindhard Radio T-shirts, get your Check Gang T-shirts, your Buy Hater T-shirts, whatever you want. Just know that when you order from Jit's Closet, it goes directly to Habitat for Humanity. You know, I love to give back to that.
I know it's definitely something that's big on your heart. And what made you come up with your clothing line in the first place?
You know, well, I wanted to do something that was outside of the box, and I say so many crazy things on the show, so many funny quotes and catchphrases. And I just said to myself, I said, you know what, I'm going to put these things on a T-shirt and sell them, you know. So I have been, you know, an avid giver to Habitat for Humanity for the last 5-6 years, and it just went hand in hand. I donated to them anyway. So I said, you know what, it'll be a good idea to tie these shirts in with the charity that I give back to. And that's how that whole thing came about. And Shawnee, we're doing great. I just moved from Spreadshirt to DX Customs, so he's doing all of my graphic designs, and it's a good company. So if you want to just check him out, you can go to dxcustoms.com. He does graphic designs, shirts, websites, just about anything that you can think of. And we partnered together, and now my T-shirt shop is under DX Customs, and I couldn't be more happy.
Wow. That's so awesome, and it's cool to see how you took, you know, your love of entrepreneurship and business and also combined it with your artistry and creativity and with, you know, being conscious and wanting to, you know, be philanthropic as well. So I think that's huge.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Sade. And the shirts are selling, it's doing well, and I'm having a good time. I love it.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to get going into this segment, and Christina Renee can join us when she comes into the studio. And so first off, I'd like to chat with you about our presidential election and just how, like, much mudslinging is going on. And, you know, it's crazy because I feel like reality TV and social media has played such a huge part in why, you know, people are responding the way that they do and why even the presidential election has turned into a joke. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see, like, people are using memes, like, nonstop to where, you know, what's happening at the rallies. What are some of your thoughts, for example, like what's happening at, you know, presidential, you know, candidate or one of the, he's running obviously for presidency, Donald Trump. Like, what do you feel, what are your thoughts on his rally
well,
and the things that have been taking place?
Yeah, definitely on the whole Donald Trump thing, and I'm just going to keep it really real. You know, it's like a three-ring circus around here, and it's so funny. Shawty, I was just talking to the EP yesterday, and I told him, I said, you know what, because I am going to vote for Hillary Clinton, you know, don't get me wrong, that's who I'm voting for this year. But, Sade, I really wasn't feeling the candidates this year. Nobody really moved me. And as I sat there and I'm watching, I'm just like, what the heck is going on? You know what I'm saying? It's not. And as you said, Sade, social media has also made it into a circus as well, too. You know, so it's just like I wasn't even outside of Hillary Clinton. I'm not feeling any of the candidates, to be honest. It's just not. It hasn't. It didn't touch me like other presidential debates.
Yeah, it seems like it's just been so messy to where you're not even really get to know people. There was someone, you know, that I was more interested in because I don't consider myself to be a Democrat or Republican. I'm for whatever is right and that's going to benefit majority of the people, you know. But with Senator Rand Paul, Dr. Rand Paul, he was someone I was actually, you know, interested in his policies because he actually talked about things. You know what I mean? Like he talked about the fact that, you know, our education in America is like one of the lowest, you know, in the world. And he was, you know, one of his policies and his ideas he had is he wanted to, the same way we pay, you know, like entertainers and athletes so much money, you know, in order, you know, for their career, that why aren't we able to pay a lot of money to, like, you know, highly accredited educators and ones that have, like, you know, that basically they have a success rate that's super high. Why aren't we paying them more money so that way we can, you know, even do like web streams, either, you know, do like FaceTime, whatever is necessary, Skype, in order to have the best educators in the world teaching our children, you know?
Teachers because are very low paid. Like, I was talking about that too, Shawty. That's it's sad. It's sad when the teachers are the one that the reason that we have these incredible athletes and good people that's in their great fields, you know. So teachers are definitely underpaid. And I've been saying that for the last 10, 15 years.
Right, I agree. And then I feel like the ones, you know, like you think of people like Dr. Steve Perry and other educators, you know, who are doing so much to help children and help kids and really helping them to excel at a high, high rate. I feel like they need to be taken everywhere in America. Like all kids should be able to have access to them, you know? And so it's like you don't get to really hear right now in the presidential election, you know, or as they're going through this, you don't get to actually hear what people are thinking about because everything is so based on like mudslinging and fighting and on all this stuff. And it's like, I don't understand like how people can be having such harsh thoughts and such bigoted and discriminatory, I don't know if that's the word, but discriminating thoughts. And we are now like the most multicultural we are in our country, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, you think people would be more open.
You're right. And like I said, Shada, it's just like I don't even, nobody's really moving me like I thought they were. Or even when Obama was first running, you know, I was interested, you know, I was invested.
Right.
But this time, you know, it's sad. That's all I can say. It's very sad.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're turning it into a three-ring circus.
Yeah, definitely. And so I'm just hoping they can get it together because people are definitely laughing at us all around the world, like looking at us like we are foolish. So definitely looking for something, you know, for a change and those things. So I want to talk about, you know, the musical artist Kehlani. Is that how you pronounce her name, right?
Kehlani?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, so I would like to discuss her because if you guys had heard the story recently, you know, there was pictures posted, I guess, of her with an ex or he had posted the pictures, and I guess it caused an uproar because she's in a relationship with a famous athlete, I believe, Irving, I believe is his name. And so then it caused, like, such a stir. She deleted, like, all of her social media, and then there were reports that she had tried to commit suicide. And it was just like, man, it's crazy. And that's why I know that our world is being run by social media, because it went from being, you know, it went from being everyone was like, oh, my gosh, she's such a hoe. She's such a this. She's such a that. To where all of a sudden people are like, get well soon. Get better, girl. And it's like, well, where were your encouraging thoughts for her, or keeping your mouth shut, you know, when they were going through this public spectacle? You know, it's like where everyone's life, her whole life became everyone's business. And even they have celebrities like Chris Brown, whom I adore Chris Brown so much, but I know he definitely needs some help too. But it's like you know, he's even given his thoughts and saying negative things about her. And so it's just, you know, it's like suicide is nothing to mess around with. It's nothing to joke about.
It's not.
You know,
sad.
And so,
you know,
what are some of your thoughts on that story? Like, do you feel, because women get such a worse rep for, like, cheating, even allegedly cheating, than guys do. Like, guys are known, like, oh, this is the thing that guys do, this is how we handle things. But for women, it's like
being a player.
It's a rap.
Right. Well, I would say, tell you this, Shade, you know, it's definitely a fortunate situation. And like you said, suicide is nothing to play with. You understand what I'm saying?
And
it goes back, and I hate to keep blaming social media for everything, but I always tell folks, social media can sometimes be a blessing and sometimes it can be a curse, you know. So you have to kind of just watch and monitor what you put out there, you know, to the masses. Because just the littlest thing, Shade, folks will take it, turn it into something else, take it and run with it, and then it becomes something bigger than it needs to be, you know. So for her to be, whether she contemplated suicide or tried to, you know, commit suicide, whatever the case may be, it should have never gone that far, you know. So I would definitely say, you know, you have to monitor and watch what you put out there on social media. You know, because there's people that, bloggers, they do this for a living, and they're just looking for a story. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to be careful what you put out there. And I'm sad that she got that bad rap, because she doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, I agree. And
she's
it's
nice,
like,
young lady.
She's so young, you know what I mean? It's like 20 and already starting to gain that success in the industry is very young. A lot of people are not mentally, emotionally, and spiritually developed enough yet for when even that success comes and when that notoriety comes, you know?
Because it's a life changer as well as a game changer, you know, so you definitely have to be prepared. You're absolutely right, Shade.
And I feel like we as a society need to be more responsible. Like, I refuse to post, you know, hurtful comments and, you know, and to talk trash about people on social media. I won't do it. Even if I'm not in favor of someone like, you know, Donald Trump, I'm not going to talk trash about him. You know, and I'm not going to post things on there because he's still a human being at the end of the day. And I'm also, you know, like with her story, Kehlani, I'm not in her life. You know what I mean? And it's like, so I try to see things from both perspectives, like from a viewer or a fan, and then seeing it as someone in the public eye. And even I've had, you know, I've had days where people would post so many negative things, or I like had to block multiple people because I'm just not going to get in an argument with them, and I'm only going to allow positivity to be around me. And even if I start noticing people that I'm close to, never any of my close or best friends, but say someone that I'm following, and they're posting negative and hurtful things, and if I'm not able to encourage them to be considerate of what they post, I will unfollow them, you know, because I just don't want to be in that environment.
And you always get some type of negativity from social media. It's crazy, you know, so.
Definitely. And so I would like to ask you a couple questions while we're doing what's going on, because as we're talking about, I love what's going on with you, since I have you on the show
all
to myself. How did you first start Grindhard Radio, or get, you know, connected with the other EP and, you know, EPs and everyone on the show to get this network started?
Well, originally, Shade, and I don't think a lot of people know this, I was doing radio before Grindhard Radio. I was actually on a show called Live with Jit and Junebugger. This was 2010. We did the show for about 6 months. We ended up having creative differences, I would say.
I think Cody has dropped in the studio, so we're going to make sure we get him back in right now. He's going to call back in. So Cody, I think, or Cody, a.k.a. Jit Chronicles, and Christina Renee is not here in the studio yet. I want to know if we have any callers on the line or if anyone who's listening and posting on social media, we'd love to know your thoughts on these things. I'm going to look through some of your comments right now. Okay, he's back in the studio. Let's bring him back in.
Yes,
all
you
right,
know,
Jit, we got you back in.
Thank you so much.
It's okay. Go ahead.
But what I was saying, Shawnee, was that I was on the show prior to Ground Hard Radio, and once we had those creative differences, I decided that I wanted to do a show for myself. And at the time, I hooked up with a good friend, a great hip-hop artist down here in Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County, by the name of Trigger, and I teamed up with Dangerous Tactics from Virginia, and we created Ground Hard Radio together. And we started Ground Hard Radio in 2011, March 8th, 2011. Here we are, April 2016, and we are still growing. We're still going.
Wow.
We're still stronger, you know. And I'm the only original cast member, you know, that's been there every episode all 5 years, you know. So
wow.
I love artists, Sade. I come from the world of artists. You know, I know artists. Mm-hmm. I network with artists. And I was like, you know what, why not create a platform, you know, for this genre, you know, and that's what we did. You know, we definitely created that platform for underground music artists.
And I feel like that's something that's really cool about you is that one of the many things that is really cool about you is you're very consistent, you know, and so you stuck with it over the years, and it's reached out to hundreds and thousands of people all over the world, and it's continuing to grow, and I'm so thankful to be a part of Grind Hard Radio Network and to be able to have the opportunity to have my dream come true of having my own radio show, you know, and it's like, I feel it's such an honor, you know, to be able to call ourselves radio personalities, and I especially love the fact that with how our network is, and the way that you guys have created it, you know, I can talk about what I want to talk about. We get to control and determine what type of content is going to be shared, what the views are that are going to be shared. And I think, you know, a lot of artists or people in the entertainment industry, they don't understand how powerful that is, you know, because so many people from even the start of their careers are willing to give up, you know, give up their choice to be able to determine what type of content are you going to show, what type of artist do you want to be, how do you want things to go, because they just want to be famous so bad, and they want to be quote-unquote successful so bad. But I think that's one of the cool things about what we do is being able to share and show what we want, you know, and what we think is going to be beneficial to our listeners.
And staying true to yourself too, Shawnee. I will say this, out of the 5 years that I've been on the show, I've had that same thorough line from beginning to the end, staying true to myself, knowing who I am and being comfortable enough to share that with everybody. You understand? So I'm very secure in with who I am. So I think that's something that really got me going through all these 5 years, because they're like, Jit, how do you be on every episode? You've been on all 425 episodes, and it's all about staying true to yourself and loving what you do. I love to host Ground Hard Radio every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, and especially with everything that you do, you have other things full-time in your life going on, and you still are able to be there every Tuesday and Thursday.
Absolutely.
So
and that's why we call
phenomenal.
Ourselves reality radio, because it's the reality that we live in.
Exactly. And so for people that are listening that have a dream, you know, they want to start a radio show or a radio network, you know, anything, anyone who has a dream, you know, and they feel like, you know, they don't have the resources, they feel like they don't have the money, they don't have the connections, you know, all the excuses we go through in our head. What would you share with them? What are some words of wisdom and encouragement that you would share with them to in order to be able to move forward in their dream?
Well, I would say keep dreaming. Never give up on your dream. You know, set your goal and try to achieve it. You understand? Because like you said, Shawnee, a lot of times we don't have it in our budget. We don't have it this, we don't have that, but it's ways that you can network and you can communicate with other people to get your things going. And I always tell folks, you know, don't never let nobody tell you what you cannot do. You know, you just got to go out there and you got to take the bull by the horn, Shawnee, you know, and that's basically what I did. Because when I started up this network, I didn't have that much money, but I had my faith to know that, okay, if I can get my foot in the door a little bit, I got the rest of it, you know. So I would definitely say keep pushing, keep dreaming, and keep going. Something, if you follow those tools, something's going to happen for you.
That's
just
good.
What it is,
you know,
at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's so good. Like, you spend so much wisdom. I'm, like, quoting you. I'm going to be able – I'm going to post it as well
that.
Because it's true. Because, like you said, even though you didn't have a lot of money when you started, you had your faith. And that's all that we need. You know, a dream is all that you need. I'm a firm believer of where there's a dream, there's a way. You know, and it's been
and dream
something
big.
That's – yeah, to dream big. And dreams have been so monumental and huge in my life, you know, that I don't know, like, I don't know what I would do or be without dreams, because I feel like everything we see, everywhere we go, everything was a dream in someone's heart, from the laptop that I'm on right now, to the headphones that we have, to the microphone, to your cell phone, to carpet, you know, to the ceiling, to everything.
Absolutely.
You just see everything around you. It was all a dream that was in someone's heart, and look what has happened.
Absolutely. That's why I tell you, Shawnee, keep dreaming and dream big.
And I think that's incredible, you know, because you just never know where things are going to take you. So our last topic I want to discuss is with Jay-Z and Kanye West. You know, there's been rumors that they have are having a disagreement, which is funny because I look at them as like brothers, where even though they may have disagreements or things happen, they're always going to stick together and they're always going to work it out. But supposedly, you know, Kanye West had said his newest album was only going to come out on Tidal, you know, and he wasn't going to do it through anyone else, you know, like all his new music. And so supposedly he broke that agreement, and there's like, you know, like some uneasiness with him and Jay-Z. And so what do you feel like with the team, you know, with you having a team and having worked with teams before, do you feel like loyalty is something that's huge? Do you feel like what Kanye allegedly did is worth, you know, splitting a partnership? I would like to know your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, loyalty is very key when it comes to a team, because, you know, everybody got to be on the same page now. But I will say this, however, because when I look at Jay-Z and I look at Kanye West, those are two titans, you know. So, you know, they might bump heads. Now, whether can I say whether he's wrong or right? No, you know, but it got to be some type of communication at the end of the day, you know. But as far as team, yeah, loyalty does play a very big, you know, because everybody has to be on the same level at the end of the day, you know. But I look at them as two titans, Sade, and that's kind of like a hard question to answer, because this is my first time actually hearing this story, you know, so I'm surprised by that, you know. But then again, I'm not surprised by Kanye West's actions.
Definitely.
You know, because he's always into some mess.
That's what they say, you know, but I feel like they're going to work through it. You know what I mean? They always do. They have the kind of friendship, because there's just some friendships like that in your life, and we can all name a few people like that, where you're just like, you know what? We may have gone through some challenging times, but we know that our friendship, our relationship is God-ordained, so whatever it is, we're going to work through it. You know,
yeah,
we're going to
work
through
it.
Yes, because you realize it's more beneficial to have that person in your life than to not have them there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Exactly. So we're going to be wrapping up what's going on. Guys, Christina Renee wasn't able to make it tonight, and this was our final time doing this segment before our season one finale. But the great news is that you got to hear more from Jit Chronicles, and I really enjoyed able to give him a mini interview. And so please, as we're wrapping up your segment, Jit, please share with everyone how they can, what your awareness show that's coming up next, and how they can tune in.
Yes, please tune in to Ground Hard Radio tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Ground Hard Radio Network. We are raising awareness for stroke prevention. We have 4 episodes left of season 23, so make sure y'all tune in to that. And if you want to know everything, that's all Ground Hard Radio, including the Sade Champagne Show, Radio Divas, and Grown Folks Business, you can check out the official website, and that's groundhardradio.com. We are reality radio.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much to Jit Chronicles for being here tonight. This was What's Going On. We want to hear your opinions on these topics. Tweet, Facebook, or Instagram any of the castmates using hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR or What's Going On. We are live posting and tweeting with you all show long. All right. So next up, we have Michelle Williams featuring Beyonce and Kelly Rowland with Say Yes. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio, because right after this, I have my interview with my girl, Hunter McCrady. Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar?
Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular, charitable, and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's spelled sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com, sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com, to book her for your next event or project.
Hi, this is Melissa Joy Wood with the Living with Fearless Joy segment on the Sade Champagne Show, and you're listening on Grind Hard Radio.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio, everyone. We are on episode 11. We only have three more episodes until our season one finale, including tonight's show. Right now, we have our celebrity guest interview with my girl, Hunter McCrady. Hunter Sienna McCrady is an American Curve model. She is signed to Wilhelmina Models Curve Division, Los Angeles and New York. She has been a spokeswoman for body positivity and uses her social media platforms to spread awareness for a healthy body image. She has worked with companies such as Nordstrom, Forever 21, Levi's, Lucky Brand Jeans, Torrid, Burlington Coat Factory, Dillard's, just to name a few, and she can be seen in Melissa McCarthy's new clothing line, 7-7 campaigns. She is also an activist for the One Heart, One Mission Foundation, which works with orphanage in Haiti and organizes missions trips and feeding programs to help support children in need. Hunter will be answering a few of your questions during her interview. Call 323-693-3043 and press 1 to chat with Hunter and me. And once again, if you're already listening in, just press 1 so I can bring you into the studio and you can ask her a question. We'll also be answering your questions from Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Hashtag Sade Champagne Show to ask us a question via social media. Hunter, how are you doing?
Hi, babe. I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. I want to thank you so much for being a celebrity guest on the Sade Champagne Show tonight for episode 11.
Of course, I'm honored. Thank you for having me on.
You are such an inspiration. I want to tell our listeners before we get going in with your interview, somehow Hunter and I became friends on Facebook a while back, and I've been following her journey, you know, and I just did a photo shoot, as you guys know, recently back in December, and so I reached out to Hunter on Instagram, and she has so many followers, and I know she's a busy girl. She travels all the time, and so I wasn't sure if she was going to reach out, if she was going to answer back, but I was like, let me just try anyways, because I'd already reached out on Facebook, and I know she gets tons of comments, and so she just messaged me back, and she was so encouraging, and she just, you know, told me to be myself and that God was with me, and she gave me some amazing tips. And then I showed her my pictures afterwards, and I just felt so comfortable, and she really encouraged me, and she does that with everyone. And so I'm really honored to have you on the show tonight.
Oh, you're so sweet, and those pictures were beautiful. Oh, my gosh. They were to
Thank
die
you.
For. I'm so
Thank
excited
you.
For you, and your show is amazing. I love, love, love listening in.
Thank
I'm
you
so
much.
I'm so excited to be here. Yeah.
So when were you first interested in modeling, and how did you get into it?
You know what? I started when I was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. I first got into it because my mom was actually a model. She was signed with Wilhelmina as well. Wilhelmina Cooper, who is an mm-hmm. actual model, who is a person, was her agent. So,
wow.
At the age of 16, I just remember looking at my mom and being, like, enamored with her, and I wanted to be my mom, and I still do.
mm-hmm.
And I told her I wanted to model. So I started at 16, and I started out straight size, which means, you know, a size 0 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't really cutting it for me. I couldn't keep up with that body type because my
mm-hmm.
structure doesn't host that kind of body.
Mm-hmm.
So the past 3 years, I kind of learned about plus size past 3 years and switched over, and it's been incredible since. I mean, I haven't, I kind of haven't stopped, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel so blessed.
And so were your family and friends supportive of your decision to be a model?
Absolutely. I mean, I have the most incredibly supportive family. My dad's an actor. My mom was a model, and they're in the business, and so they get it. It's a form of art, you know. You kind of get to express yourself in a different way. So they're very supportive. I could have said anything I wanted to be, and they would have been on board. As well as my friends. I mean, I have, you know, my very tight-knit friends who were very supportive. Of course, there's a lot of people who said there's no way it's going to happen. You know, there's always those people who are going to say it's not, you know, naysayers, but, you know, you also have to use that to fuel that fire, you know?
Definitely. And so is modeling your dream career, or do you desire to use it as a platform for other ventures, or both?
You know what? I used to think that modeling solely was my dream career, and I realized quickly that I want to do bigger. I want to do, not that modeling isn't big in itself, but I want to utilize this platform to have a voice to talk to women about, you know, body image and just bigger things beyond the way we look. And I would love to, down the line, possibly have a clothing line, which I may be working on right now. you know, I think modeling is my dream career, but it ties into, moving forward, it ties into a lot of bigger, you know, aspects.
That makes sense. And so I would like to know, what are some of the challenges you have faced in your career, and how do you overcome or face them? And before you answer, I want to say one of the things I enjoy most about you, there's tons of things I enjoy about you, but one of the things I enjoy most about you is that you have allowed people in your journey, you know, from when you were young and started modeling until now, you know, because a lot of people, they say say if they get a particular body shape or a particular hairstyle or whatever that they want, a skin color, a feature, whatever it is, they will completely get rid of all pictures online of them before, of how they looked or anything, and just, you know, like they just came out of the woodwork looking this way. And I think one of the coolest things I've been able to see about you is you have showed people your entire journey, and you're so proud of you, of who you are, even if it may not have been, you know, you may not have been the healthiest, but who you were on the inside. Because, you know, and I'll let you talk more about it, but I just feel like you've been able to show people that you can love yourself in all seasons, and you show people the process, you know. And so I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, that means the world to me, really. And it honestly, like, that all boils down to my relationship with God. You know, I know that during any of this, I needed an anchor, and he was my anchor, and he really – instilled in me that through everything, I was going to make an impact. We all have times in our lives where, you know, for me, I fluctuate a lot in weight. I can gain it really fast. I can lose it really fast. I've always been that way. And that was one of the things, you know, that's been kind of challenging for me, especially in the modeling industry, because, you know, it's all about the way you look. Even when it comes to stretch marks and cellulite and things like that. I mean, that was one of my biggest, I think that's like one of my most liked posts, is when I showed a photo of me unphotoshopped and the same photo that was photoshopped, and showing like the difference, and letting people know that a lot of it is smoke and mirrors, and but it is amazing, and like I you know, I love being in the industry, but to not forget that there's an entire team that goes into it. I think it's hard, you know, it's hard to get that across to people, because everyone is kind of molded to believe that people look a certain way, and that's the biggest challenge, is to show them, like, no, this isn't even how the models look. One of my favorite quotes is, the models in the magazine don't even look like the models in the magazine. You know, like, we show up,
we show up on set, and I mean, I show up, you know, right now I'm in Ohio working for Lane Bryant for the week. And
wow.
I show up on set with, you know, sweatpants and my hair up and no makeup
mm-hmm.
and glasses. And thank God for,
mm-hmm.
You know, makeup and hair to make me look all kinds of glamorous. And, you know, today
mm-hmm.
I did a swim, I did some swim stuff with them, and I got, you know, oil on my body and all this stuff to
mm-hmm.
make me look like I'm dewy. And I'm like, you know, that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you feel like how you've been able to overcome or face this challenge is just by being real. Being that, you know what, that's all it's about. That is all it's about. You have to be real, because if you're not, how are you going to make an impact? How are people going to trust you? That's what I love about social media, is that you have a platform where you can you can connect with people on a personal level. I want them to feel like whenever someone says I'm a fan of yours, I'm like, no, you're my friend. Like, I want to
mm-hmm.
connect with you on that level. I don't have, you know, fans. I have friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's what's so great, is coming across and saying, I'm just like you, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm, there's nothing anymore to me that is, you know, spectacular. Like, I wake up and I have bad days too. I'm,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have roles
mm-hmm.
too. I have issues too. Like, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
it
mm-hmm.
really is all about being real and knowing
mm-hmm.
where you stand.
Mm. That's good. Who and
yeah.
what inspires you?
Oh man. What inspires me is art and music.
Mm-hmm.
I love, my dad is an artist. My sister's an artist. I've been around it my whole life. My family inspires me. We're a very close, tight knit family. We're very,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're Christians. We,
mm-hmm.
We fellowship together, and it's just
mm-hmm.
nothing brings a rush in me to want to do better and bigger and go out there and grab the bull by the horns than that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, every time, I mean, even like, you know, we're very close to the fact where sometimes I'll call my dad or my mom or my sister up and let them know,
mm-hmm.
like, hey, listen, I'm having a rough day. Can we pray that I get inspired today? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm going to need it. You know, I'm going to
mm-hmm.
need it today.
Mm-hmm.
I need God in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm so grateful that I have that backbone,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
in my life.
Mm-hmm. To all of our listeners out there, we are going to be taking your questions for Hunter in just a few minutes, so hang tight and keep listening in. I want to get all this juicy and inspirational info for you guys, so keep tuning in, and we are going to answer a few of your questions in a minute or in a little while. All right, so you're very vocal about your love of God. Have you always been a woman of faith and grace?
Always. I always have. I grew up in a Christian household. I really found, I think that there's having Christianity in your life, and then there's having a personal relationship with God. And when I was
mm-hmm.
about 18 years old is when I really found my personal relationship with Him. And
mm-hmm.
that to me was a turning point in my life, because I kind of,
mm-hmm.
Leading up to that point, I was a little bit lost. I went through depression, anxiety,
mm-hmm.
all these things. And when I had that, moment of clarity, my life turned around. And it actually, it happened after a really tragic, crazy breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of felt like I got stripped of everything. And I felt like I had nothing left, because I
mm-hmm.
had given so much away of myself. And
mm-hmm.
at those times is when God is so prominent and is there to
mm-hmm.
hold you and hug you, and you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the most, even, you know, when you're stripped
mm-hmm.
of everything, and He's
mm-hmm.
it, you know. And so for women and girls that are listening, and I guess this would apply to guys too, you know, because we see it often in our society, and especially not even just for young people, but all ages of people, they do get into relationships, and it's like that person becomes their entire world. And like you said, if anything is unshaky in that or anything happens, they feel like their whole world is, like, gone. And so what would be, especially with you having gone through something like that, you know, what would be some words of encouragement or wisdom that you would share with our listeners, you know, in order to be able to guard their hearts? And not guarding, obviously, is not letting anyone in, but being aware of the fact that no one can fill us.
You know, that's the thing. You just said it right there, is that no one person can ever fill a God-shaped hole. You know, I think that a lot of times we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to fulfill certain people, and we work so hard and we give our hearts too much and too fast. And that's what I did, you know, and I realized quickly that I began living for a person instead of a purpose. So, you know, that's very eye-opening. You know, I think that it's just about, first thing, especially younger girls, take it slow. Take it so slow, because you have so much going on in your life. You have so much ahead of you. Relationships come and go. Take it slow. Have fun. Don't put too much pressure on it. And don't forget where you stand, because everyone has a purpose. You may not know it yet. You may be finding it. You may be on that path, but you have a purpose. I can guarantee every single one of you. And to not lose sight of that, because it's easy to, especially in today's society. And, you know, a lot of people would love to take your heart and take your soul and run with it, you know, but just stay grounded in that.
That is so good. Girl, you've given me so many quote moments, like quote worthy moments. I am writing them down, and I'm going to quote you on Twitter and Facebook. So, really good stuff that I think that people can, you know, really marinate in, and that would really greatly encourage them, you know.
Right. So, thank you so much. You're sweet.
So how do you stay confident while working in industries that have been known to tear people down?
That is a great question. And I have a lot of girls who ask me that. And I'm going to be completely honest. There's days where I don't feel like I'm my best. But you have to push through, and you have to see picture. And that's when I get reminded what I do, why I do what I do. Honestly, it took me a long time to realize that I was not my outer appearance. And it's funny because this may be going off track a little bit, but one of my favorite, you know, compliments I can get now is, you're so funny, or you're so smart, not you're so beautiful. Like, to me, you know what I mean? To me, it was something that was becoming like, okay, well, my goodness, I hope I'm something more than that. You know what I mean? Because this, you know, that goes to, you know, and we are so much more than the way we look. And I have to remember that I bring so much more to the table than that. And then I'm beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, what is so amazing about my job is that I get to interact with different size girls, different races, different, you know, everything. And they all bring something to the table, and I have to remember I bring something to the table, of course, as well. And I'm beautiful the way I am. The thing is the moment we say something is wrong with us, we're doubting the way our Creator made us. And that is, my God he does no wrong. So you know what I mean? I realize, God, every time I sit, you know, I sit in the mirror and I'm, you know, looking at my stomach or my rolls or this or that. Yeah, I can be healthier. Yeah, I can. But if I'm tearing myself down, I'm saying, God, you know, the way you made me isn't perfect in your eyes. And I want to live for His purpose and for Him, you know. And just being reminded that He makes no mistakes, and we're perfect the way we are. You know, everybody, everybody, zero, size zero, double zero, and all the way up, you know, every race, every human in the world, even the, you know, people in, that we wouldn't think were the most amazing people, you know, God loves them as well, too, you know.
I would like for you to share with our listeners about your post, you know, that I love so much. And one of the things that drew me to you, when you had a picture of yourself when you were younger and when you were thinner, and you talked about how unhealthy you were and you were trying to fit a certain image to the body, you know, that you have now, and how you've been learning to love who you are. Because I feel like there's so many girls and women who can relate to that.
Well, so I, when I first started out, I'm almost 6 feet tall. I'm 5'11 and a half, but I say I'm 6 feet. And I was 140
and a tall drink of water.
I was I was, you know, I was super thin, and I was like, I had, what I was looking up to was this perfect 1% of the world, Victoria's Secret, you know, yada, 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 what I thought was perfect. And I was trying to fit into that category. So I would, you know, work out for like 3 hours. I wouldn't eat. I would, you know, count my calories. And still, I was telling one of the girls that I, another model who I'm staying with out here, you know, I showed up to a job when I was 16 years old with my mom, and we walked in and we said, hey guys, we're going to run to the bathroom and then we'll come back and shoot. And they, one of the creative directors came in the bathroom and said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, unfortunately we think that you're too big. We don't know if you're going to, we don't think you're going to fit in the top. So we're going to have to send you home. They didn't even give me a chance to try on a top. They just based it off of me walking in. I was a size like, oh my gosh, maybe if I sneezed, I was a size 4, you know, and they sent me home, and so I was too big. They didn't even give me a shot. And that moment for me at that time was devastating, because I thought my dreams, I mean, people keep telling me I need to lose weight. My dreams kind of collapsed in that moment. And I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed. I was mortified. Now if that happened, I'd be like, excuse me. No, thank you. Like, you know, like I it took a long, long time, and thank God for the leaders like the Ashley Grahams and the Tara Lynns and the Candace Huffines who have kind of paved the way, and they've really, really, really been monumental in, just bringing diversity into the industry, you know, and saying, hey, look at us. We're a size 14, 16, 18. And even Tess Holliday, who is, you know, a size 22, they're saying, we're beautiful women too. Look at us. We can wear clothes too. And I remember looking at that and saying, wow, I'm really intrigued. Like, this is, they're so beautiful. There was one cover that Tara Lynn, Candace Huffine, and Ashley Graham did it for Vogue Italia, and it was the cover. And I remember looking at that cover like 4 years ago and thinking, oh my gosh, these girls are stunning. I have that body. That's me. I took some time off and I got a boyfriend, finished school, you know. But then when I got back into it, I looked at that and I was like, that's what I want to be like. So that inspired me to say, I want girls to look at me and say, okay, this girl can be confident. She has a curvy body. She has cellulite. She has stretch marks. She has, you know, whatever, all that. And I do too. And I can be like that. I want to be like that. So, you know, it developed because the way I thought, because what I was seeing changed. I always tell people, if everyone wore, you know, green shirts and blue hair, and that was what was popular, you'd look around and everyone would be wearing green shirts and blue hair. But you know what I mean? That's why the whole plus movement is on the rise, the whole women empowerment. I mean, one of the worst things I can ever hear is when someone says real women have curves. I think it is the worst statement I've ever heard in my life. I'm saying that it makes me cringe because I say, no, a real woman is a real woman, whether you're a size zero plus, you're a woman, you know, it's just so contradictory of this positive movement. I mean, we need to band together and lift each other up. It's time. It's time.
And that's one of the things I appreciate so much about you is just because you are curvier, you know, a more voluptuous model, you do not center women. And I think it could be because of the fact that you understand their story and you have also been really thin, so you understand. But I feel like that's one of the things, you know, another thing that I adore about you so much is you do not shame women who look different than you. And that speaks volumes about your character and who you are. And so I'm going to, I have a caller on the line, and this is actually one of my students, because, you know, I mentor young girls and women, and I told her that you were going to be on my show, and she saw the pictures of you. She's like, oh, my gosh, she's so beautiful, and I can be, and she felt so confident because she was like, if you can be confident in who you are, then she can feel confident in who she is. And so I want to see if she has a question for you, and I want to have you, you know, have you share some words of encouragement with her, too, because she's a phenomenal young woman. I'm going to bring her into the studio right now. Cassandra, is that you?
Yeah.
How are you
doing? Hi, Cassandra. I'm good.
Awesome. Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this canceled. Thank you for using T-Mobile voicemail. Goodbye.
Thank you. Okay, I don't know if you guys heard that in there. There was like, okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, there was funny stuff happening on my line right now, so I apologize to that everyone. There's a lot going on in the studio right now. So, all right, Cassandra is one of my amazing students. And I wanted to see if she has any questions for you. And Cassandra, if you don't have any questions, I want to have Hunter encourage you because she just wants to let you know how beautiful you are and that you can be proud of your body and just the amazing young woman you are. Cassandra is 15 years old, by the way.
Oh, amazing. Hi, Cassandra. How are you? I'm good.
Good. Oh, do you have any questions that you want to ask Hunter about modeling or just being confident with who she is, following your dreams, anything?
Yeah, like, I want to be a cosplayer and like, modeling and stuff. So how do you know how to, like, get into it?
I do. So, I mean, I think the first thing that you, as far as modeling, I would, honestly, there's so many amazing agencies. There's one in particular that's really up and coming right now, named Healthy is the New Skinny, and they go by Natural Models, and they do open casting calls. So what you go in and you let them know what you want to do, and they take photos of you, and it's a fun experience. I think that anytime you're going into an agency, you just go in and you have fun and you bring your sweet personality and remember who you are and how beautiful you are and that you are not defined by your body. Never get discouraged, because there was a lot of people who told me no. And I said, okay, thank you, moving on. And now those same people are coming back to me saying they want to work with me. Don't get discouraged by anything. Have fun. You're so young. Live your life and just remember how beautiful you are. You are perfect in your way and every way, shape and form. And my goodness, to be 15 again would be the most amazing thing ever. You have so much amazing life to live ahead of you. And I know Sade said that you are you're quite the amazing young girl, and what an honor that I get to even speak to you.
Yay!
I could tell that she's smiling from ear to ear right now.
Oh, you are so sweet, Cassandra.
So, Cassandra, what I'm going to try to work on with, because, you know, Hunter's super busy. She's actually in another state right now working on an amazing photo shoot and project. But I'm going to do my best to see if I can bring her in to one of our sessions this school year so you guys can spend time with her and be able to be mentored by her for an afternoon if she's available. I'm going to try to find something
I would
schedule. We'll do our best.
Yay. I will make sure to make that happen. I promise.
Okay. Awesome. And so we'll work on that in that way because, like I said, I feel like
Wonderful.
She's just such a powerful woman, and I wanted her to be able to encourage you, Cassandra, you know, because you can see that here she is, someone who understands what you feel. She knows what it feels like to be bullied. She knows what it feels like to be told no.
Oh, yeah.
She knows what it feels like to be picked on and all those things. But here she is today.
Oh, yeah.
She's traveling all over the world. She's living her dream. She's helping other people and encouraging people like me and you. And so we want you to know that you can believe in yourself, too.
Yep, absolutely. Amen to that. You nailed it on the head with that one.
So, do you have any other questions or comments that you want to share with Hunter? If not, it's okay. I just wanted to give you another opportunity. Like I said, I'm going to bring her into one of our sessions soon for either our girls group or our superstars in training group. But I want to thank you so much for calling in, Cassandra. I hope this made your night.
Thank you, Cassandra.
Yeah.
I'm so excited I got to talk to you, honey. And just remember everything we're saying, okay? I went through the same exact thing. Let me tell you, I was heavily bullied in high school, and it was not so fun. But I just stay strong and know that you're so, so, so beautiful and so wonderful and so loved by so many. I can tell
Thank
right
you.
Now. All right, honey. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Okay.
Have a good rest of the night, Cassandra, okay? Thanks for calling
okay,
in.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
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 All right, Hunter, as we finish up your interview, please share with everyone all your current projects that you're working on.
Oh, my goodness. Right now I am working on, I'm currently in Columbus, Ohio, shooting for Lane Bryant. They just released online their capsule collection called Fast Lane, so you can check that out. I'm kind of juggling a bunch of stuff right now. I'm in the works, possibly collaborating for a swim line and an athleisure line. So that to look out for. I'm not sure quite when we're going to launch. Just working away, doing photo shoots, just trying to be, you know, a positive light in the world and share beautiful clothes.
Yeah.
And I'm currently out in Melissa McCarthy's spring campaign. We just shot her. I shot her launch, her holiday in her spring campaigns, and her spring stuff just launched, and it's amazing. Go check that out as well.
Okay, and then also, where can people follow you and stay updated with your career? Just share with them all your links and your social media handles.
I am Hunter McGrady on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So just HunterMcGrady. You can find me across the board with all of that. And, thank you so much for having me on. I had a blast, and I'm so excited we got to do this.
Yes, me
You're
too.
You're so wonderful.
I'm thankful unto you. I feel the same way about you. You are such a bright light. And it's like, yes,
Thank you
are physically beautiful on the outside, but I feel like even more than that, your spirit, your mind, and your heart, and the way you treat others is phenomenal. And you
Aww.
Are just... You're radiant. You're absolutely radiant. And so I'm thankful to have
Thank
had
you,
you on
so
tonight.
Much.
I look forward to us staying in contact and being able to connect and work together because we're very passionate about similar things. And I'm so thankful unto God for having our paths crossed.
Amen. Thank you so much, sister. And you seriously let me know because I will make time for those any of those kids. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, Hunter. Enjoy
right,
the rest
honey.
Of your night.
Thanks,
I'll let you get some rest. And
you too.
I'll chat with you soon.
Okay. Thanks, hon. You
Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
All right. Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. As we wrap up tonight's episode of the Sade Champagne Show, thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio show. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song, and Scott Swish for mixing the song. Thanks to my special celebrity guest, Hunter McGrady. Thanks to the castmates, Lisa Leewald, Christina Renee, and Tanya Chisholm. And next week, our celebrity guest is ABC Family star and musical artist, Marshawn, and he'll be premiering his brand new song right after his interview. We also have a special guest interview with popular Q1047 radio personality, Miss Alanette. And we have a brand new charity spotlight segment where we'll be raising awareness for the Heartbeat Music Academy in San Diego. And our final new artist spotlight segment of the season where we'll feature conscious musical artist, performer, and activist, Jay Lynn. Get ready for another stellar episode next week. Our final song of the night is so fitting. It goes with everything we've been talking about tonight. It goes with Hunter McGrady's message and my message and everything we want to share on the show with you guys. And this is NDRE with Beautiful Flower. Thanks for listening to the Sade Champagne Show, and see you next Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific time right here on Grindhard Radio.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Yeah. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You can heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who feels that she is not special, 'cause she don't look like a supermodel Coke bottle. The next time the radio tells you to shake your money maker, shake your head and tell them you're a leader. Now we're moving from the darkness into light. Yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Yeah. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You can heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful? Yeah, you. Who are brilliant? Yeah, you. Who are powerful? Yeah, you. Who are resilient? Yeah, you. Who are beautiful? Yeah, you. Who are brilliant? Yeah, you. This song is for you. Yeah, you. are brilliant.
Releasing the stress, we were born to shine.